Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
I want to begin today's exhortation by reading from the same scripture we used last time, the book of Matthew chapter 6. And here, Jesus was teaching, and he explained a principle here from verse 21, where he says, okay, having made some things about not laying up treasure on the earth, but laying up your treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break in nor steal. He now said in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 6, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In verse 22, the light of the body, he says, is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thine whole body shall be full of light. Then in 23 he says, but if thine eye be evil, that is the opposite in this particular situation of singleness of eye, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Then adding to it, verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He was not applying the principle. He said you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, the point I want to bring out from here, like we said last time, is from that verse 22. He said the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Remember, last time I read this scripture and I explained the point that I wanted to read from this King James Version because of the expression, if thy eye be single. And I said I heard a seasoned scholar of the Bible, Derek Prince by name, explain that word single here is very, very appropriate. And that's why I chose to use it in this my teaching today. Now, the point he made is that if you have a single purpose, that's what the singleness of eye there mean. If you are focused on one thing, then you will discover illumination will fill your whole system. Don't forget where we were the other time. I explained that what God gives is illumination. And Jesus is explaining here that before you can receive illumination from God, you must have a singleness of purpose. Don't forget what we are discussing, how to birth the visions of God in your life. And I explained that God has placed something inside the heart of each person. There is a burden that's upon your soul. There is something you would like to see achieved, you would like to see produced in life, and God has skilled you to be able to do that thing. And I said that birthing those visions that God has given to you is what God uses to qualify you, to take you to a place that is bigger than what you have ever imagined, the place of your dreams. And in fact, beyond that the dream may not be very clear to you, therefore you cannot plot your course to get to that dream, but the vision is clearer. You can see what you would like to achieve, and God will give you the strength, all right, to achieve that as you use that talent, that skill, that portion of resources that he has given to you to achieve that vision. You will find yourself achieving it, and based upon how you've achieved it, God will now say, okay, now you have been able to multiply money 10 times, therefore I will put you in charge of 10 cities. Remember, we listened to that last time. So I also explained that the first thing that God gives us is light, and that's the first thing that we require, more like it. I said the first thing we require is light. That when God was going to create, at the beginning he said, let there be light. That was the first thing he created. He said, let there be illumination, let there be understanding, let there be direction, let there be purpose, let there be a focus, or let there be the understanding of the procedure, all right, for doing these things. Now, we are talking about singleness of purpose here. Jesus now said, if you want your whole body, your whole life to be full of light, the first thing you do is to have a focus. I said something then when we examined that Genesis chapter 1, that the Bible says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and it was void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the Bible says, was moving over the surface of the waters. Now, that's the point I'm making here. You will see that the Spirit of God was moving. He was incubating. He was hovering over a particular subject. Do you follow my point? It was that singleness of purpose that now led him to say the first thing he said, which was light be, illumination be, understanding be, clarity be. And that's what Jesus is saying. If your whole life is going to be full of understanding, you must have a singleness of purpose. Listen, there's a principle about life, and Jesus said it there. You cannot serve two masters. There must be something that is shaping your life. The other day I was reading a write-up by one of our brothers, and he quoted something that somebody said, and from it, he deduced his own definition of the word vision. He said that your vision shapes you, shapes your life, decides where you go and where you can't go. Therefore, when he wanted to define vision, he said vision is that which controls you, which shapes what you do, which controls your life, which puts restraints upon your path. Now, I'm putting many words there. That is, you really cannot have two widely different visions. Your visions, for you to be effective, for your life to be full of understanding, you must have a particular vision. That's the point I'm trying to make concerning this singleness of heart. One of the major problems we have in life is that we don't have a focus. Most people don't have a focus. You cannot pick somebody and say, this is what this person is living for. Listen, at each point in time in life, there must be something that is paramount in your mind. Now, it doesn't mean you may not do one or two things on the sides, but it is one thing that is paramount in your mind. Now, if you find that a car is being built, there is one thing that is paramount in the mind of the manufacturer. That is the performance of the engine, the ability to transport people from one place to the other in comfort. Now, he can add other things on the side. He can add color to make the car look nice. He can add a few other, you know, things to make the car very, very comfortable. But what is paramount in his mind, in his design, is that the car can move reliably from one place to the other. Now, I was learning the other day about Formula One cars, that is, this car is speed racing cars. And somebody explained that they actually don't have lights, that the lights you see painted on them are just painted, just for design's sake, that they don't have headlamps. The reason being that they don't usually drive at night. That was recently in Singapore, that was for the first time Formula One held at night. But even then, they had to light up the ways perfectly to be sure that the place was as bright as daylight. What I'm trying to explain here is this. For the person driving the Formula One vehicle, he expects there will be sun. What they do, what the energy is spent upon is on producing the performance engine, all right, that will give the person the speed that he requires to win that tournament. Therefore, they have one vision. They can have other things on the side. You can decide to paint the car all kinds of color. The advertising agencies can put things on it. But there is one purpose, speed. There is one purpose, speed. And I'm saying for you to be able to birth the vision of God in your life, it must consume you. It must be something that is so paramount in your mind. Listen to this, that you are ready to give up other things for. Now, the problem, listen, this is the problem with life. People have misunderstood purpose, the reason for existence. One of the things that Satan has sold to us, and I say Satan because that's a matter of fact, one of the things that Satan has sold to us in this our day is that money is the primary reason why people exist. Let me say to you again, it is not money. It is not money. It is wrong to think money is the primary reason why you do things. Why you go to school, you say it is money. You know, people say that, look, the graduate, I mean, how much is a graduate being paid? And I say, listen, you didn't go to school because of money. You go to school because you are supposed to be educated. You go to school to learn a skill with which you will be a blessing, or to fine-tune a skill so that you can bless people better than you were blessing them before. You want to be able to perform and fit in a society. You want to be enlightened. That is why you go to school. It is not because of money. You see, I was discussing with a friend of mine the other day. We're talking about different things. Now, he's a specialist, a very skilled man, and he works very hard. And we're discussing how some people who don't have half his skill earn 10 times what he's earning. And he said, I thought about changing from here to here. I'm going to do my practice somewhere else. I said, listen, my friend, it will never help you. It will never satisfy you. You must first get satisfaction inside your heart before the things outwardly can bring satisfaction to your soul. The things outward can never bring satisfaction to you. And we, he and I explained, and we agreed. I said, if you want to check how much money people are earning before you do things, most of us won't do what we are doing today. Do you understand my point? I mean, nobody pays me to preach, but I continue preaching. But what do I get my payment from? I get my payment from when people send me messages. Sir, the word of God that you preach has transformed my life. I used to be a failure. Now I am a success. Now, listen. You will find out that what Paul used to emphasize was that many thanksgiving is going up to God. That was how he counted his ministry. That is, if anything happens, let's see how much of thanksgiving God gets, because we are servants of the Most High. It's the number of thanksgiving that goes up to God that decides whether my life is effective or it is not. I'm explaining the principle here. Please, the major distraction that we have in our society today, not only in Nigeria, it's all over the world, is when we say pecuniary gain, money, must be the primary reason for every vision. Therefore, people are distracted away from the thing that God has called them to do. Listen, Satan can give people money.
Let me say clearly to you, the fact that somebody has money doesn't mean anything. God can give people money, Satan can give people money, and because of that, Satan uses that instrument of money, which God gives him the ability to give to people. Listen, there was something he said to Jesus Christ, I want you to understand it. That temptation of Jesus was not a lie. It was a matter of fact. One of the things he tempted Jesus with, he said, look at all the kingdoms of men, they are mine. All right, they have been delivered to me and I can give them to whomsoever I wish. If you're a child of God, listen to me. If you make money the reason why you do things, Satan will bait you away from serving God. He has the ability to give. He said to Jesus, and listen, he wasn't deceiving him. If he was deceiving Jesus, then he would not have been a correct temptation. We cannot have said, you know, confidently that Jesus was tempted, because Jesus would believe that would have known that that was a lie. Do you understand? He had enough understanding to know that. He knew, as a matter of fact, Satan could give him all the world and everything that it contained then, all right, for his own. But Jesus made it clear that that is not the point. It is only the Lord thy God that you will serve. You will bow to him only. Listen, if you allow money to be the reason why you are doing things, then you are already serving Satan. Listen, Jesus said it here, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. When it was applied in that Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, he said you cannot serve God and material things. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon refers to the love for money, the desire to get money from everything. If you are a child of God and you want to succeed in life, you must understand that vision is about being a blessing and thereby producing many thanksgiving to God. It is not about what it gives you materially. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Listen, your focus must not be what we are getting. The point I'm making is that we must have a singleness of heart. And I'm just using that one to explain the matter of distractions. People easily get distracted. And the major thing that Satan uses to distract people is that of material things. It is that of money. I hope you get the point I'm making there. Now, let me now sit down the matter of singleness of heart. Your mind, your heart must be single before your life can be full of understanding. All right, please. This is the major thing I want to explain today. The major reason why people are unable to succeed in life or best the visions of God for their life is that issue of lack of singleness of eye. Their eye is not single. They jet to and fro. Like I explained, trying to introduce the subject last time, that today you hear that, okay, it is pure water that is selling. The person starts making pure water. Tomorrow it is yogurt. It starts making yogurt. Tomorrow it is this. People starts jumping from one thing to the other, not really having something that is his core competence in life that he wants to pursue. He just goes from one thing to the other. If they hear that tomorrow it is jobs, people are getting jobs and that's where they are making money from, he abandons all the business he has been doing and he wants to try and start getting a job in a particular place. Then he hears that, okay, it is doing contracts, road construction, building construction. Now the person is just jumping from one to the other. He becomes what they call a jack of all trade and a master of none. Now listen, the thing that gives you excellence and prominence and being outstanding in life is when you are a master of something. It is not when you have become involved in everything. And as a child of God, God wants you to have a core competence. And he said, if thine eye be single, your body, your whole life will be full of understanding. And I need to explain that one further. Because you get better when you focus on something. Now let me say this. You know, I said something earlier, that it is not money we are talking about. See, we have made this issue of money the primary target of everything. That is why we are not doing well in life. Listen, we are supposed to go for excellence for the sake of calling. Listen, for the sake of producing something in life before we think about money. You say, what about money? Won't I eat? Listen, this is the way I like to say it. See, there are two things. I mentioned this one before. You can have a skill, all right? And your skill is not necessarily your calling. It can be a skill that you have been trained in. For example, you went to school, you studied economics, you studied medicine, you studied law, but you still have a calling and a goal and a vision. You can use your skill to get money on the side. Don't ever forget this. Just for sustenance, while you spend your time, most of your time, the quality part of your day, you spend most of it focusing on your vision. You see, things are in stages. Please get this point. Things are in stages. There is a stage in which, like I said earlier, you know, remember I referred to one message, cooperating with the seasons of life's adventures. In that cooperating with the seasons of life's adventures, I explained the fact that there is a stage of sitting down and counting in which you settle down and you first prepare, like saying, using the words we are using now, and you get light for what you want to do. Now, in those seasons, maybe the thing, of course, we don't give you money. It's just an idea in your mind. Those are the times in which you spend most of your evenings, all right, thinking and cooking up ideas. Most of your weekends, most of your holidays, but most of your day, you go around doing a little bit of work somewhere, all right, that keeps body and soul together. Please, don't forget that. Because what will make you outstanding in life is that thing that is your main calling, not the one that's earning you some money right now. Please, it is as you focus on that vision, the main vision that you have, listen, that you are able to have light, better understanding. That is, you keep on getting better. I was explaining that, you see, that's the problem. People start jumping from one thing to the other, so they never become skilled in anything. One of the things I advise people, or when they want to do business or they want to do any endeavor, I said, don't, especially business, I said, don't do any business you don't know or you are not ready to start learning. Now, when you say start learning, it means you expect that it will take a long time, oh yeah, all right, before the thing begins to produce results. If you think you will do any business quickly and suddenly become great quickly, you are greatly mistaken. The mistake you will make is to think that it's possible to quickly do one business quickly and make money quickly and suddenly you become established. That was what happened to Nigerians recently. Stock market, stock market, stock market. Everybody wanted stock market money. Everybody wanted stock market money. Now, at the end of the day, the number of people that lost from the stock market money are more than those who gained from it. And that's the way it goes. It will always happen like that. Somebody will come to you one day and say, okay, bring 10,000 naira. At the end of 2 months, you suddenly have 50,000 and you invest it again. It will still go. We call them pyramid schemes. They are going around all around and recruiting people. I remember some time ago, somebody came. I tried to recruit my wife to come and, you know, join a particular thing. The first question she asked the people is that, what are we going to be selling? That is, you told me that I bring this amount of money, I get about 10 people after me, and then I will eventually make a millionaire. What will I sell to those people? Now, this is the point I'm trying to get you to understand. And that's what I always say. It is, I don't, God has helped me with that, and I pray that He keeps helping me. I don't allow that end of getting money to affect what I want to do now. Because, see, that way Satan can make you do virtually anything. A lot of people who sell things don't believe in what they are selling. And that's one thing, if you're a salesperson, you must never do. Don't sell something that you don't believe in. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, these are the things that cause distraction. I tell people, look, you can't just quickly go in and go and get money and come out. The point is, if you want to do something, start doing it. It will take time for you to bear fruit, but your eye is single upon it and you keep on getting better. You may not make money on it this year. You may not make next year. You may not make money the other year. Do you follow the point I'm making? But you keep on getting better. You will get to a point where your skill will be so great, everybody will start looking for you. And the Bible said it like this. It said, do you see a man who is skillful, all right, in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. That's in the book of Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. If you see a man who is skilled, that skill is not built overnight. It is built out of a singleness of heart. It's built out of a singleness of the eye. It's what you focus on, all right, that you keep on getting better in. Please, let me say this again. The nation, our societies, our communities get better as each person contributes something to it. Your life gets better and it gets more meaningful as you increase the number of people you are contributing something into their lives. I don't mean the amount of money you are making. Listen, you will regret it in life if all you ever pursued was money. I always advise people, and let me advise you again. Solomon has made himself an experiment, and he has declared the result of the experiment, and you cannot overturn it. He said, vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. I pursued after wealth and I got plenty of it. But I found out it was like chasing after the wind. When I got there, I didn't find anything that I was looking for. That, you see, satisfaction can never be bought with money. Jesus said, my meat or my satisfaction in John chapter 4 is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Listen, you must have a vision that you are focusing on with the end of being skillful in it, of being the best in it, so that you can be a blessing to people's lives. I'm explaining the principle of singleness of eye. What is it that a man likes to do? What is it that you know how to do? What is it that you feel called to do? Listen, it may not quickly seem to be producing cash for you, but that's besides the point. But the longer you do it, the better you get in it. I like the way somebody said it. He said, you may call me an overnight success. He said, but that night has been long. Let me talk about that night again. the night, that is the period in which you are obscure, is a very long period. And it is that period in which you keep on getting better and you keep on getting skilled. If you heard a man suddenly became very, very well known, he became famous, it's not that day he started doing the thing that he's known for. He's been doing it for a very long time. You know, I've heard many stories, you know, I've heard many, many, many stories. You know, I can mention a few names, people like Ron Kenoly, Asu Ekie, T.D. Jakes, you know, even in every sphere of life, the thing that the people ended up being known for, they were things that they have been doing for a long time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They may be working in this place, but people know they have been doing this in their spare time. They have been blessing people with this kind of business all for a very long time, and nobody knew them. I heard this man teach, Ron Kenoly, then. He was a musician before he gave his life to Christ, and after he became a believer, he went to Bible school. He finished Bible school, he settled down and became a music pastor in a church, and that was what he was doing for years. He tried to get recording companies to sign him so he can play Christian music, but nobody bothered. All right, nobody accepted him. Then one day he said, look, I'm not even going to bother anymore. I will just serve God in this place where I have been put. He became the music pastor in a church, and that was where he was leading praise worship and managing the choir and doing stuff, until one day Donwell walked into the service and heard him sing. And that was it. You see, there are people that God has set out there that have built up things bigger than you can even imagine yourself, that God will tell them to go and work with you and bring you more results than you ever imagined. And the man walked up to him and said, look, I just heard you sing and I was really blessed by it. I wanted to pray about recording an album with us. Ron Kenoly said that was one thing I did not have to pray about, because before that, that was what I desired. I gave it up, all right, to focus on serving God. But my eye is single. I'm putting my own words now. My eye has been single all the while. This is what I wanted to do. And shortly after that, they recorded Jesus Is Alive. The next album they recorded was Lift Him Up, which by the time, shortly after it was released, became the best-selling praise and worship music ever produced on the surface of this earth. What am I going to explain? There was a long night and then there was morning. Now, please, I can't leave that now. Let's just continue on it. If you go back to that book of Genesis chapter 1, there's one principle there which I want us to understand. You will see that the day of God, listen to how God counts his days. If you read, for example, in verse 4, after God made the light, the Bible said that, and God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day and the darkness he called night. Now, this is where I'm going. And there was evening and there was morning one day. That's how God counts his day. It was evening first and then morning. If you go down to verse 8, after God separated the waters above from the waters below and had a great expanse, firmament in between them, in verse 8, the Bible says, and God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening and there was morning a second day. If you keep on going, go down to verse 13, you see, and there was evening and there was morning a third day. If you go down to verse 19, there was evening and there was morning a fourth day. This is how the days of God are counted. First, there is evening and then there is morning. The night comes before the day. Listen to the point here. The problem we have is that we want our day first. You want to come out of school suddenly and then buy a brand new E-class within a year, and you drive back to campus and go and show your friends that you have succeeded. You are starting your life with a day. Listen, don't compare yourself with those who are living in other people's light. No, Jesus was speaking. He said, John had the light and you rejoiced in his light for a season. I'm explaining a point. There are people who maybe their father is living in his own day. All right. He has a lot of light. There's shining around him. And the young man is living in his father's light. Listen, you don't have to envy him if your father doesn't have like that. That's not his own day. What God has called you to do is to produce your own morning, to produce your own day, to produce your own light. And your day, your morning, your light will start first in the evening. You will leave school with only ideas in your mind. Somebody might give you a job that pays you just enough to pay rent in a small apartment, have enough food to eat, and buy a few clothes for yourself, and be generous to a few other people, but not much. You probably can't afford a car in the first few years of your life. It does not mean you are not building something great. You know, oh, please, I want you to get this point. One day, somebody told me a story, I think, it was about the man who founded Walmart. He said the man was driving a very small, you know, he used to drive a truck, what Americans call a truck. And suddenly somebody asked him and said, how come you are driving such a simple car and your sons, your children drive very expensive, flashy cars? cars, and he said, look, their father is rich, mine was not. Now, there's a principle there. That is, they are living in the light of their father. Now, listen to this. The man was simple. In fact, if you ever read the book of Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Poor Dad series, he will tell you, nobody knew his rich dad, that his friend's father. Nobody knew the man had so much money until he outbidded a big company, all right, and bought a major investment property. He was a small man driving what Americans would call a truck, just driving it around. But he was building his business. It was first evening, all right, before morning. The other day I was listening to Warren Buffett speak, and he said, as a young 20-something-year-old man, he married his wife, all right, the woman died a few some years ago, all right. He said that he told the lady, I am going to be very, very rich in life. And the young woman thought that he was being delusional. She married him all the same. But the point is that the guy took time over decades to become the richest man in the world because he followed certain investment principles. Okay? Then one day he was declared the richest man in the world. It did not happen overnight. The problem we have is that we think we can start our day, all right, with money. No, you start your day with evening. In that evening, your eye is single. You are focusing on one thing. If you want to be a preacher, be a preacher. If you want to be a teacher in a school, be a teacher. If you have dreams and ideas and visions, focus on those things and know one thing. It might take time, but one day it will bring you to prominence. But more importantly, is that you are always and constantly, you get the point? You are always and constantly increasing. You are getting better because you are focused on one thing. And that's what I'm going to continue to explain. Don't forget this. I think I should end with this. He said, the path of the just is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. That's from the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the just is like the light of dawn, and it shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And that's what you should go for. It's first evening and then morning, and that is your day. I hope you've gotten my point.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273, Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.